Thanks for having us here today, Debbie.
You're very welcome, Erica.
Just to start off, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a resident of Dorchester for over 50 years. Of course, Dorchester's near and dear to my heart. I brought up three children, one special needs boy who's severely autistic. And Dorchester being in a small community for our family, they really embraced him. And that's, I'm wanting to give back now to my village. So they have done so much for myself and my family that it's, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you also, you know, you have some experience on village council. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. I've I was the first female mayor to run in Dorchester. And evidently, I am going to be the last mayor for the village of Dorchester. So it's two historical grounds, one new and the old.
Yeah. How many years did you serve?
I went in May, so about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So brand new.
Real brand new, yes.
What made you decide to run again now that we're going to be in the new town of Chanchamar?
Well, being on the advisory for the new amalgamation, and I thought it was important, and I've learned a lot in that year and a half, and being with the advisory, I see what's coming up. It's almost like we're plowing new grounds, and a lot of things we don't know. The government doesn't know yet how this is going to take place, but I certainly want to be there for the next 3 years to be able to put the ground, you know, to put the foundation for a good amalgamation and the solidifying, you know, the two communities.
Mm-hmm. What kind of issues do you think you're going to be highlighting in your campaign in the next few weeks?
Well, trying just... to make everything fair and to make us all work together. We're all humans. We're all, you know, it's not a far distance between Sackville or Dorchester or Pointe du Butte or Upper Dorchester or Dorchester Cape. And I think if we have a voice in those communities to be able to, no, we're just getting around to people now and to, you know, make them understand that they do have a voice now. If I so be elected, I will be that voice for them, and that I have an open concept that they can come and air. And if I don't know the answers, I'll certainly try to get it for them. I know yesterday I had a question on how we know with the portfolios, how we were going to know with this new council coming in, how our portfolio, you were at the meeting. And so I found out for them, you know, until the procedural bylaws are put in place by the provincial government, we don't know how this is going to end, who the liaisons are going to be for the different departments. So, you know, things like that. If I don't know, I have now, being in it a year and a half, I know the people to contact. I have personal numbers for the government people and people that, you know, the ministers and whatnot. So why not go to the top and find out for them?
Do you think there are going to be specific challenges for residents of Ward 1 in terms of the new amalgamated municipality of Chanchamar? What are your concerns there?
Well, for the first year, Erica, there's not going to be a lot of change. So that's going to get our feet underneath of us and get us up and running so we understand, and then we can bring it back, because there's a lot of uncertainties coming up in the amalgamation.
Mm-hmm. It seems there is a few changes that are starting right off the bat. There's been some changes like the expansion of the regional service commissions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, changes in the salaries for elected officials. There's a number of things that will be sort of rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned there won't be like a lot of change. So the issues that people often, you know, you hear about, fire stations, libraries, that sort of thing. Do you think that there's cause for people in Ward 1 to be concerned about those kind of services in the longer, like, you know, say,
yeah,
let's think,
yeah,
about
after,
your whole term.
Yes, after like 2025, when the new rolls in, the new for the fire station, I have no concerns about our fire department. I think Dorchester will always have a fire department. Here we have, like I had said before, we have a federal entity and we have Fort Folly and just those, you know, being here, we're going to a fire department. It's going to be very important. And especially with first responders, we have that. We have a great department. And I feel safe as being a senior. I feel safe living in our community because we have our first responders here at the fire department, Erica, in that aspect of.
Is there any other, changes you foresee in direct services for people in Ward 1 as they join Chanchamar? areas like recreation or different aspects like that?
Well, already we're starting with the Greater Dorchester moving forward as far as recreation. I mean, trails is an important thing. I've been a trail pioneer, you might say, for years. And we've already met, Greater Dorchester moving forward has met with some of the trail coordinators over there, Dr. Thomas and Peter. And, you know, we've come over. Matter of fact, this afternoon, I'm going to break some trails down to Pink Rock and Pink Lake and just see how the conditions are, because there's people coming on Friday to be able to explore those trails. So there's a lot in trails that can be, you know, explored, and we're no different. We're just expanding from Sackville Trails, from like Walker Road. We'll expand to the marshes and down to the Nature Conservancy, and beautiful. I mean, I've walked those marshes and trails for years. So,
I wanted to ask a bit about taxes. Now, this won't be something, a decision you're making right away, but eventually, you know, taxes are going to be a big part of this mandate. Dorchester's tax rate right now is on par with Sackville, so there's not too much surprise for people in the former village. But what about outside the village? Do you foresee having to increase rates outside the former village?
That's the question. Foresee? I'm not sure, Erica. We're not sure how that's going to proceed, how it's going to be. I know a lot of people were upset about the assessments, you know, thinking that was... But assessments is assessments. You know, would I sell my house for what the assessment value is? No, I wouldn't, you know. But so that's all they've got to understand. You know, it's assessment. Taxes will, it's inevitable. They will go up, not a whole lot, you know, but we do have to, you know, they do have to increase a bit. But when that's going to happen and what, we're going to try our best to keep, I'm going to try my best to keep it down in our community. But, you know, it's only, that's how it is. It's taxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be different tax rates. Do you support sort of a version of, or how do you foresee that there being different tax rates for different service levels in the municipality? What do you think would be a fair way?
If you receive the services, Erica, yes, it's only fair that you pay for them. If you don't receive the services, no, you shouldn't have to pay for it. That's what I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has to be a fair evaluation of what you receive and what you get for your tax dollar.
Yeah. Let me just ask, like, how do you see that breaking down in terms of where we draw the line? So, yeah, you know, is there sort of how rural is rural for, would they have a different tax rate and versus, you know,
that's right. I can't answer that. I really don't know that at this time. Like I say, we're pioneers. We're building this for the future. I mean, am I going to benefit from this? No, but my grandchildren and my great grandchildren, they're going to benefit from what we're trying to pioneer and get through with this amalgamation.
Okay.
Yes, and it's happening.
Yeah. Mm. I'll ask one more thing now. I did ask, your co-candidate there, Robert Corkton.
Yes.
What is sort of the your best and worst out of this amalgamation? The thing you think is the best opportunity, and also maybe the thing you think is going to be the biggest challenge?
Well, I think the some of the services, the shared services that we can make, I think there was a need for that. Like, there was too much money being spent on the different, the services. And the worst is, I think it's what people's perception of what this was going to happen. Are we going to lose our name? Are we going to do this? And no, we're all going to stay the same. We're always going to be Dorchester. We're always going to be Sackville, Pointe du Butte, Upper Dorchester. You know, so that was the first. That's what I'm seeing just at the preliminary of all this taking place, Erica.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Debbie. Well, that's pretty much it for my questions. Do you have anything else you want people in Ward 1 to know about?
No, just we're all in this together, and I'd like to make it a good amalgamation, you know, to work. It's not a whole lot of difference. Most of us in Dorchester went to school in Sackville, and people from Sackville came to Dorchester. People from Dorchester married people from Sackville, and the other way. So I'm very hopeful that this, in 10 years' time, this will be something that nobody will even remember. You know, it will just be there. So that's what I'm hoping for. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you very much.